Welcome to A Voice of a People live here on WGH Talk. How you doing out there? Boy, I was surprised to get up to that great sunshine this morning. How about you? It's been kind of dark and gloomy around here in Marion, Ohio. And I heard that Ohio is really famous for those type of days during the winter time. And that only adds to our winter blahs. You know, whether we have snow or rain, and we've had a lot of rain, but praise God, we are still in the land of the living, and God is still on the throne and still in control. How do you like that? Oh, my name is Linda Sims, and the name of my show is called A Voice of a People, live here on WWGH 107.1.com. This is how we stream live on the web, WWGH. WWGH1071.com. Or you can download a free app on any electronic device and search WWGH. Now, the app that you download is called TuneIn. A lot of people have already done that in the past, and hopefully you will do that in the future if you're interested in being a part of our show, being a part of our program. We have all different kind of radio talk programs, and that's what we are. We're talk radio, and hopefully you like talk radio. There are some things I need to share with you from A Voice of a People, and they begin with now, once you download that TuneIn app, you put in the search bar WWGH, or you can call in during a live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944 if you have any questions or would like to make any comments. Now, tomorrow we will be celebrating Groundhog Day. We will be on the air 8 in the morning, I think, until 10 or 1. So we know how famous that is, Groundhog Day. Not only that, I will be celebrating my engagement. I was engaged on Groundhog Day last year, so it'll be a one-year anniversary for me. Now, those who faithfully, I mean faithfully, support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, at 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. That number is 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street here in Marion, Ohio. Number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement until April is this: no free produce until April, the third Saturday of April of 2024. They also have a wellness fitness walking campus adjacent to their sanctuary. It is open to the public, but please respect their property. Cheryl Lee, she is the coordinator for Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, which is a faith-based after-school program located in all Marion City and County Elementary Schools, along with North Union's City and County Elementary Schools. Cheryl Lee can be contacted at 740-262-0939. She also has another announcement she wants me to relay to you. In just one second here. Okay, I had to take care of that little something. But here, let me find her other advertisement. They will be having a spring auction at Cornerstone Church on Route 4 south of Marion, Ohio. They have this every spring and have been for the past, I couldn't even tell you how many years. Let me go in here and see. Do 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 do. Here it is. Saturday, March the 2nd, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Doors open at 10:30. Hosted at Cornerstone Alliance Church, 2010. State Route 4, South Marion, Ohio. Tickets for event, $10, including free delicious lunch. To donate an item, give a financial gift or reserve a table, call Cheryl Lee at 740-262-0939. That is also a very fun and active, also children participated auction. Many, many, many items that you would like to possibly purchase, okay? I've gone almost every year. Hope to go this year. Lord bless and say the same. Okay, our next one is Cheryl Lee. I think I just gave you the hers about the Good News Clubs. Okay, so I also like to start my show off with a thought for today. So let's see what the thought for today is. Come on. Good. Thought for today. Yeah. So I'm just getting started here. Oh, boy. Oh, wow. Thought for today. Subconscious mind. Oh, my gosh. We have been talking about this mind thing. Subconscious mind. Our subconscious mind has no sense of humor, plays no jokes, and cannot tell the difference between reality and an imagined thought or image. What we continually think about eventually will manifest in our lives. Subconscious mind. Does that ring a bell with anybody? Subconscious mind.
Subconscious mind.
It has no sense of humor.
No.
It plays no jokes. It cannot tell the difference between reality or an imagined thought or image. What we continually think about eventually will manifest in our lives. So if it's in our mind or in our subconscious, it's saying eventually it's going to come. It's going to show up if you think about it.
The subconscious mind does store a lot of stuff, though. And we have a tendency to not know what's in there because we don't go in there and try to look. I know that sounds a little crazy, but that's what meditation and stuff is all supposed to be about. Would it be enough to tap into that subconscious part of yourself?
That's what the new rave is that's going on around. Willie Harris, Tap One.
Tap One, yes.
Thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you for guessing me today and allowing me to come in. I always, when I come in with you, man, it's exciting.
We're great. Really,
yeah.
We're great.
You good people, man. I like that. And great spirit and all that.
So, thank you.
It's always a pleasure.
That's great. I appreciate that. I appreciate you being able to come and be with me.
It's always a good thing. I'll be looking forward to it, man.
We're great.
You know,
great.
So, sometimes if you don't call me, I'll be like, uh-oh. They put me on the list.
You can always call me.
I can.
Yeah, so you know what?
I'm really not that kind of person, but I could. If it got desperate, I would.
Sometimes people have something they want to come on and share.
Oh, okay.
And they'll call and ask for something.
Oh, yeah, that's a good thing, too.
But I try to get you on at least once a month.
That's a good thing.
Since I'm just down to one day.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if I get busy enough, I can pick up another day. But right now.
Did you, just to interrupt you for a
go
moment.
Go ahead.
Did you see that Cat Williams thing?
Right
now, Cat Williams is huge.
He's gone all over the place.
Because of what he said when he went on my boy's place. Shout out to Shay Shay. Shannon Sharp, he went on that broadcast, and he just talked about what he knew was going on in Hollywood, and he told his truth.
Oh my
boy,
there's a lot of truth.
And he named a whole bunch of folk.
I know.
And then afterwards, there were people that was like, "Well, you didn't say nothing about me," because my boy came out, Mike. He was like, "Man, say something bad about me so I can get some ratings." Because, I mean, this dude, the highest that they've had anybody hit on YouTube in the history of YouTube.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, man, they did over 47 million hits.
Cat Williams, where you got famous? What's that?
I didn't know they calculated the money. Like, let's say, for instance, you did something tonight and it goes viral, mm-hmm. meaning that it just spires out of place and start getting 15, 20 million views or 10 million or 1, even 1 million. Once it hits 1 million views, they start calculating your money.
Okay.
And it seems to me, once they calculate your money, for every million views that you get so many points or something. It was weird. They ran this across me real fast this morning, mm-hmm. and I didn't get a chance to really study it. But anyways, what it does is they start counting how much money you are making. So in that particular incident with what he was doing,
right.
they said he was making close to $3,000 every hour or every half hour. He was making $3,000 from them.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's interesting.
That's very interesting.
Because you got to look at the fact that you got people out here. Now, that was just one video. If he had 10 videos that were hitting anywhere close to that, you got all that. And that's why these people are making this huge money in this YouTube thing. So I encourage you to YouTube it up. You know, because all of this is part of that.
And you have to have 50 followers to even get on.
No, you don't.
You don't?
No.
I thought that's what they
no,
said.
No, you quit listening to people.
No, I thought that's what they told me.
But nobody, if they told you that, they're wrong.
Okay.
Because how are you going to start out with followers?
I know, I was...
You can't.
I was trying to get on YouTube after we had talked about it that day.
All you
got to
do is go in there and sign up, put your name in there and your email and, you know, the other credentials. And then they'll set you up and then just name it, whatever you're going to name it.
Yeah, there are some things I would really like to lay on the table because I would like to know people's how they feel about certain things, how they see things, or is it just me?
No.
Am I crazy? Have I lost my mind? No. You know.
And that's what you'll find out is that yeah, we are all crazy, and yes, we have all lost
our mind. Right?
And you know, to be honest with you, we've never had our own mind.
Jesus.
Because we've been taught. Since we've been in the womb.
Yeah.
Even with the stress that our moms was carrying, while they was carrying us.
Oh, my.
Was signaling, giving us a signal. Mm-mm-mm. If she was drinking, smoking, cussing, just out doing crazy, or just going to the church.
Right.
With the Lord in her heart, and a knife in her bag.
Shh.
Well, I ain't gonna mention no name, but there has been some that I've heard. I'm just saying.
Hey.
That's what I'm saying.
All kind of things go on.
Some nonsensical, sensual. Anyway, some nonsense is going on.
Yes.
That's right. Absolutely.
Mm-mm-mm.
Absolutely.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know, today is February the 1st, which is going to kick off what they call...
A Black History Month,
Black
right?
History Month. How pathetic is that? Anyways, that's just an opinion, but, you know, everybody shares something. Why did you pick the shortest month? Who knows? Is it a conspiracy? Who knows? The aliens do, though. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
You got some people out there right now that done already been visited by aliens and can call in and tell you, if you were to give out the number, they could call you in and tell you they've been abducted.
Mm.
And then been instructed, and now they're out here trying to get with us. So there's another word to rhyme with it, but you can't say it on the line.
Oh my.
Mine too.
I'm like, oh my. Today, Thursday, February 1st, 2024, in Black History.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett Morris.
The actor.
The actor. You got Rick James in here and Langston Hughes.
Yeah, Langs.
Age 65. I guess Rick James died at 2004 at age 52. Garrett Morris is 87. I think he played on that Jamie Foxx show too. Sitcom.
Yeah, he was. He was like in that hotel where they were.
Yes.
Yeah, he was. Yes. He was a manager or something that he, or he was Jamie's uncle or something. But yeah, he was in there.
Yeah.
And you know, I heard he was an opera singer by trade.
Really?
Now, that's what he was originally doing.
Okay.
And they used to let him sing from time to time. You know, he would belt out some stuff, but you know, they were never trying to let him show who he. Listen, that's why you got to do your own thing.
That's true. You're so right about that.
To release something that I did, me and my son did, where we was observing Bernie Mac. And see, I'm trying to tell people that I know about the YouTube thing as much as I know from this standpoint,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
because this is going to only get bigger.
See? Oh yeah, I believe that.
And the more you sit on the sideline and watch, the more people and things are going to be taking spots that you could be taking. See, so you need to get in line. It's like driving. You get in line and possess your spot.
True, true.
See, and speed up, you speed up. Slow up, slow up, you know.
Right.
And sometimes you got to click over and go around.
Pass. You know, true. Yeah. So true.
So you, it's just you treat it like something that you are aware of that you do every day. It can work. It's not complicated, but it's a process that you have to take. If you start right now, no matter where you're going, you got a beginning, middle, and an end. And if you're going to get there, you got to start. You understand?
So yes, I do.
It's just like I tell people all the time. They be talking. I say, just get a camera. Start filming what you do.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do nothing but talk to your cat all day. Because what happens.
People look at stuff like that.
Girl,
they do.
Let me tell you something.
Cat crossing this road or, you know, climbing a tree.
Someone called me this morning and said, you know that video that you put up cuts off real short.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I knew it.
Okay.
But at the time when I put it up, mm-hmm. I had a purpose. I thought,
okay.
I don't know what it was, why I did that.
Okay.
And so they say, you know, you were telling a story and you ended it up very abrupt. Well, I wasn't supposed to. The story went behind that. But what happened is, when I went up there to check on it,
because mm-hmm.
I was going to take it down, it's already getting hits.
Oh.
So ain't no sense in me taking that one down.
Right.
I just put the real one up that I was supposed to put up and put part two on it.
Right.
And that's what I did. So it's just a matter. And some people go, well, you did this already. But my point is, I don't know how it grabs people's attention.
Right.
But
you
I just put that up there about maybe 2-3 hours before she had called me.
Mm.
And by the time I got ready to go up to take it down, it already started building up some, and you don't know where it's going to go.
Right.
So you just leave it alone.
Right.
And I might have made a mistake by putting another one up there, because it may draw from it.
Mm-hmm.
The attention.
Okay.
I don't know. Like I said, all this stuff is trial and error. And everybody can tell you whatever they want to tell you. You got to have to develop your own process, because to get your niche of what you're going to do
right.
as Linda,
right.
you're going to have to try some things until you kind of just get in place. You got to bump around a little bit. You
right.
ain't going to just go right straight to it. A lot of people think they can just study it and, okay, I got it all figured out when I get started. Day one, I'm going to do. No, no.
Right.
Because nothing works like that. Because day one, let's say, for instance, you do something day one. And you hit 4 million views. You don't know what to do.
No. What would I do?
See?
I'm serious. What would I do
well,
if that was
all,
to happen?
You need to look at what they're getting ready to send you, because they're getting ready to send you an alert and tell you what position you're in and what to start doing. Then they give you instructions
mm-hmm.
on how to make what you already, what you're doing, how to start collecting your earnings for that. And how to set that part of your machine, your YouTube up to monetize.
Right.
So it's just a simple turning that on so that that they know that now you are at a certain standard. And if you get a million views is different than a million shares and a million subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
You want a million of everybody.
Right.
You see, but if you got a million subscribers, that's a lot of subscribers. But there's people. There's people that's got way more than that. I mean, there's guys that's got hundreds of millions of subscribers.
Wow.
That's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's why they so down, like the Republicans came out and really started trashing Taylor Swift. because they saw her at a football game with her boyfriend the other day, and they just went berserk on this child, man, talking about how she wasn't a good influencer, and they trying to trash her because they are afraid of the fact that last year she did a voting drive of registration, and she got over 100,000+ kids to sign up to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And she's Democrat.
Right.
So that's where she's pointing them. They scared of that.
Of course they are.
See?
Yeah.
And so they trying to trash her and cut her leg. And they just doing, they are throwing everything they can possibly throw at people.
And because of this election year.
Because they trying to get this man back in the
two issues are already at the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And they say, will the Supreme Court put this in precedence, or will they wait? Possibly he get elected.
They're doing, let me tell you.
And then they erase all that stuff.
That's the whole, see, and here's the flip part. Even if he gets in, you're not going to be able to erase anything. Because everybody know now.
Right.
I mean, this clown came on the other day and told his people, don't help the Democrats with that bill that they had for the border, because he want to be able to speak out against it.
Right.
And use it as part of his platform.
I know. I heard it.
So when you telling this to your constituents, and they're listening to you, talking, yeah, go ahead. I mean, come on, man.
And they've been begging for this for how many years now?
Well, they always have had this.
Yes.
A great hope.
Yes.
And that's what he is, too.
Well, I mean, hope for what? I don't know.
Well, look at who doing all the complaining. White men. Rich white men.
They got all the money. What they complaining about?
I don't know. I have no idea.
They're billionaires, trillionaires almost.
And you know what? Our people doing it too. I mean, you got Cat Williams after he came out and did his and named all these people.
Mm-hmm.
He got these people out here talking to each other, and they ain't nobody been talking as much. And boy, he lit. He literally shut the internet down.
Oh my gosh.
For 2 hours.
Oh my. So you got everybody talking. What you're saying is everybody talking.
When he came on Shay, he said, the reason that I'm on here, he said, because you allow people to speak their truth,
mm-hmm,
without interrupting it.
Right.
Because you don't try to, you know, right, stop me from saying something about people that's
well, don't say that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He don't do none of that. So he just let him roll.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, he went after everybody.
Mm-mm-mm.
Everybody. And when I said he went after everybody, if they were good people, he told it. Now, this is what nobody knew up until this time. After he came out and did all that talking, everybody right, thought he was just running his mouth.
Right, telling on folks, yeah.
So many people came out and saying, y'all don't know what Cat's been doing behind the stage. One dude said he had just got out of jail, didn't have no money, and was broke. Now, he had been, but he got busted, so he been to prison and did that.
Mm-hmm.
Cat seen the dude. Yo, what's up, my man? And then, yo, what's up? You know, they acknowledge each other. You know how
right,
we do.
Right.
And he said, man, he said Cat took him through something to him in his car. He said, and he just kind of caught it. He said he didn't pay no attention to it. He said he thought it was like a joint or something,
mm-hmm,
you know. And he said when he looked down and looked at it, he said it was all $100 bills, all tightly rolled. He said it was $15,000 in that.
Oh, my gosh.
In that roll. And that ain't the first or second, third, fourth time he done that to people. And it's not, it's just whoever. I mean, you should see some of the stuff some of these guys are doing, man. I mean, you got like Master P from New Orleans. This brother is a huge brilliant.
I know he is.
The way that they're rebuilding stuff, at the same time, the city, state, legislation all over is still trying to gain control of the inner cities because there's money and wealth in it.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So when you guys come in there and build stuff up and make it to where lower income people can buy, they don't want you still in this neighborhood. They want you up out of here.
Right.
They want to regentrify it. So these guys are like ahead of the game in that. And they're catching a lot of flack, man, and a lot of threats and stuff, man.
Wow.
Because there's so much hatred going on in this country.
Yeah, and you know, that is one thing that we may be certain about this election. We may be even further divided than what we are right now today. And I really hope that does not happen because whoever's running, they're only human. They're not gods. They're either a man or a woman. Now we have Nikki Haley running as well for president. I saw that. But, hey, the choices. I
did a thing.
If we had better choices.
When we talk about black pilots.
Uh-huh.
And Candace Owens, do you know who she is? If I just get in a plane and I see a woman pilot, I don't want to fly that plane. And then this other idiot, when I get on a plane, if I see a black pilot, I'm like, I wonder if he's qualified. So you just get on and see a white guy, and every pilot that has wrecked has been white. Everyone, you know, all the stupid stuff So I don't get it. You know, where are you coming up with all this nonsense? Because some of your best pilots are black. Tuskegee, like I mentioned about Tuskegee, go back and look at how.
Tuskegee Airmen.
The best flights ever. There's never been another group that was that good since then.
Wow.
Because they had it together.
Right.
They had that special thing.
Oh, yeah.
See?
It was and this a is gift. The one, it was
this is the one
that.
Thing that. The The powers to be that's above of all of this nonsense sits down and watch this crap.
Oh, yeah.
And they realize they know where all the history is. They know where all the money is. They know where all the answers to all this stuff. They know all the cures to all these products and diseases. They know all of that.
Mm-hmm.
They got that stuff under lock and key.
I believe that.
Oh, absolutely.
You can't get
cancer. You know, I guarantee you right now they can replace a heart with an artificial heart. And it will work just as well as the heart. You can't tell me in 23 they don't have that.
Okay.
Because the technologies don't make sense, man. How do you have a spaceship in a phone to where you can go to Mars almost with this thing?
Right.
And then you can't replace an organ, but you can a piano sight.
Well, I know they can do organ, like a human organ, to a human organ, you know, for a human organ.
They can do more.
You're saying they got this plastic,
okay,
artificial
let me say,
stuff.
Let me say this to
what
you.
What about this AI stuff?
That's part of it. But let me say this. And we're just talking. That's
I know.
That's what we do.
Yes, that's what we do.
Almost everything in all of these Star Trek
okay.
have come to fruition.
Okay.
Have come to life. In one of the Star Treks, there was a lady, they had traveled back in time, Star Trek.
Okay.
And they ended up in a hospital. And Bones, which I don't know if you know about Star Trek, he is the doctor for Jim. So they walking. So they walking through the hospital, and this older lady is on this gurney, and she's complaining, she's like, "Oh, help me, help me!" So he comes by, so she grabs it, "Help me!" and everything. So he's like, "Well, what's wrong?" And he looked at her. He said, "This lady has a some kind of whatever you have when your kidney is bad." He said, "Man, this medieval world." He said, "Here, take two of these." He said, "You'll be all right." He gave her something. So they did whatever they had to do. By the time they came back, she was preaching. She said, "Yeah, there you go." She said, "That's the one that gave me the stuff that gave me new kidneys."
Oh, really?
Just well, didn't they do the same thing to Jesus?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is all of this stuff,
yes, he did.
They're trying to tell you, Jesus said, the things that I've done, you can do those things and greater.
And greater.
So you got to look at what's being said. Yeah, they can do a heart. That's what I'm trying to tell
artificial
you, man.
Heart. Yeah,
I hear you.
I hear you.
Do you really think that a group of people, there was a group of Africans called the Dogon tribe, Dogon or Dogon. They had calculated the stars to the point to where they knew where all of the planets and stars were beyond this solar system. Mm. When the powers that thought they was to be right. discovered this, they didn't understand how, first of all, this group of Africans, well, people that continent of Africa,
right.
because I don't know what country they was from, were able to chart these stars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, these guys are world travelers. They got, you know, all kinds of things to track stars with the little CES thing that they look up at the stars and maps. And they want to know how these people in this native little country have these stars, and not only have them, but have things in their place where they got built up to let you know that these stars align with certain things
right.
in their village,
mm-hmm.
you see. And they noticed that they had another planet that was not part of our solar system, but in another one. And they was trying to figure out, well, that was a mistake, they kept thinking, until their technology got to the point where they could see that these people was charting stuff that no one could even see. So if you are able to find that on this planet,
right?
Somebody that has that particular type of skills, you don't think they know how to build a heart?
Hey, I want to think so, of course. What about the flying car?
Well, we've been flying.
Nita said, well, they got a flying car.
They just took it off market.
They did?
Yeah.
I didn't even know they had a flying car till the other night.
Man.
I'm serious.
They've been zipping and zapping around this country for at least 20-something years. That's why they got all this space all hidden out in these vast areas where you can't see this stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
All this stuff people been viewing, some of this stuff is the United States and Russia and them, all these guys, these scientists. Because, see, when they collaborate as scientists, they just do their thing, you know.
Right, right.
And they come up with all this brilliant stuff, man. But, man, these guys been talking to aliens since the 40s, at least. Man, they've been talking to aliens, man. They have, listen.
You know they got their own channel, Ancient Aliens. Have you ever watched it?
No, I have not.
Really?
No.
You don't watch it.
What is it called?
Ancient Aliens.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I think I've.
Your own channel.
I think I did see that. I thought it was just a show.
Mm-mm. This is history. This is, they're dialoguing and got portals set up for the spirits and stuff to come back. Like, it is off the chain. And it's called Ancient Aliens.
See, I believe all that stuff.
I do too.
I mean, you know.
Like, who made that pyramid? Pyramids, one block weighs, I just looked that up. I forgot. I'll look it up now. One block of that pyramid I had that pyramid. They don't believe man made them pyramids, picked up them blocks, or had any type of equipment to move them way back then. Right?
Honey, all I can tell you is that there's some goings and on this planet. There's some stuff we don't know about, man. You know, and this planet is huge to the individual, you know.
Yeah.
To the solar system, it's not. But to us, this thing is huge. This is our world.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, we keep forgetting that. We keep looking up and looking at other stuff.
Here it is, right here. More than 2.5 tons. One block.
Mm-hmm.
That had to be put in place strategically. And they believe that man did not do that back in that time.
Well, they have come up with a lot of theories, but the theories ain't easy to hold because
no.
Every one that they come up with, you can kind of shoot holes in it. You like, man, I don't know, man. I mean,
this is impossible.
Well, man may not
think
did
aliens
it.
Did this.
Well, listen.
Well, if they existed, like we saying.
They do.
And did then.
They did.
That was supposed to have been the reason for the flood.
Part of it, yeah. See, this is what I'm learning.
What?
What's that? Ever since Trump been on the scene.
Okay.
Man, you better learn how to think in dual modes because, you know, there's more than one kind of a truth.
Yes, it is.
See? And it depends on what you're seeking as far as truth is concerned. So, yeah, there's certain things like if you jump off of a bridge, chances are you're going to go down. You know, that's a truth.
True.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Gravity,
yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, unless something for not crazy is happening.
Right.
You know. But, I mean, some of this other stuff, man.
We better be thinking.
I don't think man is brilliant enough to have these ideas.
That's what they're saying.
Man can't even get out of his own way from hatred, which is the basic fundamental truth is love,
right,
and peace,
right,
is better for life.
Yes, it is.
Chaos,
healthy life.
You can only be healthy if you have those things.
If you're happy and at peace. Absolutely.
Now, so all you're trying to do, the people that's trying to create all this chaos, is to create hatred and chaos and keep you off focus. But guess what? They pick up some of that truth and throw over into that crap.
Oh, yeah. Devil been doing that since he was in the Garden of Eden with Adam. He had some truth, but he had a lie in there. Has God said, if you eat this apple, you will die? You shall not surely die.
Well.
That was the lie.
Well, you remember earlier in the show, you started out talking about the subconscious.
Yes.
Well, I think that Eve had a lot of subconscious thoughts anyways.
About that, yeah.
Well, just because in order for her to be able to be created and be brought up to speed to Adam had been living with God.
We don't even know how long, right?
It was more than a year. So when she came along, she had to learn how to speak the language, understand the animals, the temperature, know where to go get food, know what's to eat. I mean, he could have taught her that. We don't know how long he was dealing with her before all this stuff happened in the garden.
Right.
We don't know. Nobody's
telling.
No,
we don't.
But I believe that there's some answers. And I believe that there are people on this earth that have those answers because those answers can't be totally erased from the existence of man, humanity, all. Somebody got something.
Yeah. That's true. Somebody do.
Somebody done gathered up something somewhere.
Yes they have.
It's like when they find all these other books that talk about the experiences that we've been talking about as far as immaculate perception or whatever they call that. With Mary when she had Jesus, what they call that? Immaculate. Anyways.
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about? When she got pregnant without having a man.
By the Holy Spirit, yeah.
Yeah. There's a word for that.
Oh, it is. I don't know that word. I don't know.
Girl.
I'm trying to think now. Is there
it's
a
called,
word?
I just told you what it was.
You said immaculate or something.
I'm getting ready to
I know it was a miracle, but
that's what it's supposed to mean.
Yeah, I know it was that. Absolutely.
The Holy Spirit when it impregnated Mary.
According to Wikipedia, Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25, when his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit.
See, now they just calling it the Holy
Spirit.
What
do they call that, though? Yeah.
Because
he said the Holy Spirit will overshadow you.
Yeah.
What did that mean? He overshadowed her like a like darkness or a shadow, right?
Man,
she was impregnated.
Now, see, let me say this. See, all that stuff, man, that's what I mean about truth and thinking in a dual mind, because if you take that same scenario and apply it to us, that's rape.
Well, it was consensual.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
No,
she
it was
said,
not.
If that's what you want, be it unto me. That's what she gave. Yeah. She agreed.
You need to find that, because there's a twist in that somewhere.
Okay.
What is that called? Immaculate conception. Christ can see.
What am I looking
Immaculate conception.
Up?
Celebrates the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary on the 8th
Immaculate.
Of December, 9 months before the Feast of the Nativity of Mary on the 8th of September.
How do they spell that?
How do you spell what?
Immaculate. I-M-M?
Man, you waited till I got it off the, I moved on. I can go back, I guess.
Immaculate. I got it.
Yeah. Anyway, you were supposed to be finding out when she told God to go ahead and
I'm gonna get it. Huh? I'm gonna get it.
Yeah, well, you need to find that, because there's a twist in there that I always thought was a little interesting. I mean, we just talking.
Okay, without a spot or a stain. Immaculate. This is like I-M-M-A-C-U-L-A-T-E.
Immaculate, right? Conception.
Okay, so she was pure. So I guess that's clean, part of clean.
You know, you on the air, you ain't supposed to have no dead. You ain't supposed to have no. They're like, well,
well, you keep talking then.
What did they say? What did they do? I done got wrapped up in you looking it up the way I had to stop, too.
Oh,
we sitting
my
here
gosh.
And just like we Marco.
We sorry. So, we sorry.
Yeah,
look over
we
us.
We up here looking through Google
trying
to find stuff we should have known.
Conception of Mary.
Yeah, but you know.
You keep talking while I'm looking.
Yeah. So. Anyways,
oh,
I always thought that when the angel came to her to tell her, I mean, I guess they always had a messenger that would go out first.
Yeah,
so
the messenger.
Came,
yeah,
he came out and told her, "Listen, this is going to happen to you." She didn't say okay.
Yes, she did. She gave permission. Okay, that gotta be. Let's say Matthew, Virgin Mary. Let me get there. Hold on, everybody on the air. I'm so sorry.
I'm gonna tell more than the angel told Mary the Holy Spirit was gonna impregnate her.
Let me get the scripture.
And then that's gonna be okay. So now they call it the
Immaculate. Represented in Christian art in terms of the Annunciation to Mary by the Archangel Gabriel, mm-hmm. She would conceive a child to be born the Son of God, and in nativity scenes that include the figure of Salome. The Annunciation is one of the most frequently depicted scenes in Western art.
Now, we can't use that as an example because that's not a good example, but they ain't mentioned nothing about her saying yes or no or nothing.
She does.
Virgin birth of Jesus. Did God tell Mary he was going to impregnate her?
You're asking?
It says that the angel Gabriel made clear that God, in his position of ultimate power and authority, shall cause Mary to bear a son named Jesus. They ain't said nothing in there about her. That still sound a little, you know, like, look, this gonna happen to you.
No, it just wasn't quite like that. Matthew 1. Just give me that scripture. King James. Let's go.
See, and this is another thing. It says, now this is just other people talking too, you know, because we don't know. By invoking his name, God exercised his power, and it is not merely a feature of his background, of the background relationship between God and Mary. Now, what that's supposed to mean? Now, that don't sound too good.
Scripture.
We're going to need some of them.
Yeah, I'm looking them up. I'm looking them up. Anyone knows, give us a call here at 740-383-9944. Mary did say, so let it be unto me. She said, everyone will call me blessed. She was so happy.
Oh, my Jesus, don't you believe that. You what Bible you been reading?
King James.
Well, why would she want? Now think about what woman you know in her mind would want another seed in her body other than her husband if she got a husband.
It was the Lord. Evidently, she was a holy woman. She
had
to be.
Yeah, but they didn't have no relationship like that. It ain't like she'd been dating God or, you know, hey, what's up? Hey, God, what's up? How you doing? It ain't wasn't like that, was it?
No, I don't think so, but let me see. This is so crazy.
I just saying that there's different ways of looking at this stuff. If you go to Luke chapter 1, verse...
It says Luke, I got it, 1.
Chapter 1, verse 26. So God sent one of his thugs. It's like...
You got it, though.
I got what?
The scripture. Go ahead and read it.
I think this is it. It said, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth with a message for Mary, who was promised in the marriage to be married to Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
The angel told Mary that she would have a son who she was to name Jesus.
The angels we are off the air. Our time is up. Oh, oh my gosh. We're just talking. Oh my gosh.
I'm not good for you because you don't pay attention when we be doing this. You get
this
so
wrapped thing has
up.
Been messing up too. So
it has been.
I got wrapped up looking up that. So it's saying my music is playing again. We're getting ready to play. We're going to start another show. Oh Lord, help!
What time
help
is it?
Is it?
It's only 11:03,
but I go off at 11, right?
No, 12. No,